Hi, my name's Graham Dedenham, and I'm the landlord and owner of the ferry boat in Whitchurch on Thames, based in England, in a lovely country village just west of the River Thames. And when we open the doors, of course, we have to make sure that we've got the right number of staff in place to serve the customers that are anticipated for that shift. And that can be anybody, any from two or three staff operating up to five or six in front of house, plus all the staff in the back room, be it the kitchen areas, etc., etc. Because, of course, we have to prepare the food. That's what the chefs will do between 10 and 12. And then, obviously, we need to make sure people are there to clean up all those dishes after people have eaten. Typically, you would work, a business will operate from 12 till 3 at the lunchtime shift. We would then, at the end of that shift, we would check everything again to make sure all the stocks have been replenished in front of bar, because we don't want to show empty fridges or anything. It doesn't look good. And we will obviously then re-clean every area to make sure it's ready for our evening service that goes from 6 o'clock, usually until around 10 as far as food is concerned. But as far as our drinkers are concerned, then that can go on sometimes till very early in the morning. The good things are, it's lovely to meet people and to have open up conversation with them and find all the things you may have in common. You learn something every day from people who have lived in the area, who tell you a bit more history about the village, about the pub, because it's got a good history going back many, many years. It's a 300-year-old pub, so it's got a good history about it. And some people in the village will like to tell you their stories about their life in the village, and then you get other people who've moved away from the village perhaps and come back for a meal or to visit friends. And that's always good, to engage in conversation with people. So that's one of the plus sides. The downside, of course, is they are long hours. And anybody thinks that running a pub and a restaurant is easy, it certainly is not. It is very demanding. You get good customers, you get the bad customer, and you get the real awkward customer. And so you have to draw on all your diplomatic skills to handle those situations.